And finally, Hannah's been breezing through this question of the week.
This week, we put a little pressure on to Wonder Wind. Pradeep Patel wrote in with this.
I want to know, what is wind and where does it come from? Not the type of wind you get from eating lots of baked beans, but the one that we feel in our face and see in the trees.
So what is wind and why is it with us? For the answer, we turn to meteorologist and weather forecaster Jim Bacon from WeatherQuest at the University of East Anglia.
The wind is what you feel when the molecules of air start moving. The question is, what makes them move? And this is the point where you can get a clue by listening to Queen's famous song, Under Pressure. Because it's a pressure difference that makes all of this happen. The atmosphere generally doesn't like things to be out of balance. It likes things all even. Just about any feature of the atmosphere would rather be in balance. Well, if you go to a place where there's a lot of air above you, the air is denser, the pressure at the surface is higher. And where there's less air above you, the pressure is lower. This is an imbalance, and it gives us areas of high and low pressure on the weather maps. And what the wind does is try to smooth things out by taking the air from where there's too much and moving it to where there's not so much. And the result of this is usually to reduce areas of high pressure and fill in areas of low pressure. Never quite achieves it, but the bigger the pressure difference that you start off with between high and low pressure, the quicker the wind wants to flow between them, and therefore you have a stronger wind. Well, it starts off, as you might reasonably think, blowing straight from high to low pressure. But because the Earth is spinning, other forces come into play, it gets a bit complicated, and in fact it almost ends up flowing around the highs and the lows, but slightly towards the lows, so it's always trying to fill in the lows. And you can see how fast the wind might be flowing by looking at a weather map, because on there you'll find lines of equal pressure, isobars, and when they're close together, this means there's a bigger pressure difference between the highs and the lows, and therefore the winds are stronger. In other words, the molecules that make up the air are under pressure to move from areas of high to low pressure.
Thanks, Jim. So it's the Earth's rotations and heat from sunlight that causes air density and pressure differences across the globe. And this results in wind. Well, sticking with the subject of natural phenomena, 13-year-old Chloe DePinto wrote in with this.
I have planted beans and have watched them grow, and I would like to know what makes a plant grow upwards. I planted a bean in a pot and turned the pot upside down, but it still grew through the drain holes at the bottom of the pot. At the same time I planted a bean, waited till it germinated, then I turned the pot upside down. It then grew out, to the side and up. Why is that? Why does it always go up?
So do all plants grow upwards? And if so, why? And how? Let us know your thoughts by posting on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists, you can email studio@thenakedscientists.com, or you can join in the live debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow. And that is it for this week. Thank you to our guests, Brian Golding, Alison Ming, Nick Graham and John Zarnecki. Thank you also to Dominic Ford for joining me. The production this week was by Kate Lamble. Next week, we're going green-fingered because we'll be taking a look at the latest developments in the field of plant sciences. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. My name's Chris Smith, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.